My pet dragon is growing up. He's shedding his old skin to make room for his new skin.
And you know what? God does almost exactly the same thing for us. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. I bet that you have to get some new school clothes just about every year before school, right? That's because you're still growing and the old stuff doesn't fit you right anymore. Well, that's a perfect picture of how God changes you if you're a Christian. You see, the old sinful habits you used to have just don't fit your Christian life anymore, so God helps you to change. Colossians 3, 9, and 10 says this, "You have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator." Our story today is called Shedding. "Good morning, Albert," Sarah said. She opened the door of Albert's cage and fed the bearded dragon a breakfast of worms and small chunks of vegetables. Her pet happily gobbled it up. As he crawled onto his hammock, Sarah saw that the scales on his face and his tail were coming off. "Mom," Sarah called, "I hope Albert isn't getting sick. His skin is falling off." Mom came over and peeked in Albert's cage. "Don't worry, honey," she said. "That's natural. When bearded dragons and other reptiles grow too big for their skin, they shed. Just like how when you grow, we have to buy you new clothes and shoes." "Is he itchy?" Sarah asked. "He keeps rubbing his face against his rocks." "Shedding is a little uncomfortable. We can give him a bath to help." Mom and Sarah filled a tub with warm water and placed Albert inside. "A bath will help make the old skin soft and loosen it so it's easier to shed," Mom explained. "Soon all the old skin will be gone and then we'll be able to see just the new skin." "That sounds like a verse I learned at church about taking off our old self and putting on our new self," Sarah said. "You're right. That's just like Albert outgrowing his skin. When we become Christians, our old sinful habits don't fit us anymore because Jesus has made us new people, so we need to shed them. If a bearded dragon's shed gets stuck, that can be dangerous for him. His body is bigger and needs more space to be healthy." "What if we get stuck in our old sin? I wish we could just wash it all away with a bath like Albert," Sarah said. "He might not give us a bath, but God does help us shed our sinful habits," Mom said. "He's given us His Word, the Bible, and the Holy Spirit to help us do what is right. And at church, He's given us other Christians who can encourage us as we grow to be more like Jesus." Well, how about you? Do you have any old habits that don't fit who you are now in Christ? If you know Jesus, He's made you a new person, and He'll help you take off your old self and make you more like Him in your words and actions. It can be difficult sometimes, but we can look to the Bible, the Holy Spirit, and other Christians to teach us and encourage us as we shed our old habits and form new ones. Our key verses are found in Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10.
"You have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator."
And our key thought today, Jesus helps us form new habits. Lent is a time to focus our hearts on Jesus and those around us. Join Keys for Kids this year as we pray for kids, teens, and families around the world and close to home with the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge leading up to Easter. Use this time to thank God for His blessings and ask Him for help as we spread the gospel around the world. Join the Keys for Kids 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.